If you're the owner of the roofing company, this is not the kind of customer review you want to see. Warning to homeowners, do not use this roofing company. We are very unhappy with our new roof they installed. They left a mess, it took much longer to complete than they promised, and we're not too crazy about how it looks either. Hi there, welcome back to another episode of our podcast, Airing It Out with AirVent. My name is Paul Shelsey. I host AirVent's Attic Ventilation Ask the Expert seminars offered every winter to residential roofing professionals all across North America since 1998. How do you handle negative reviews from customers, from homeowners? What if the review is untrue? What if the complaint is exaggerated? What if it's 100% accurate? What's the best course of action? To help us discuss handling negative customer reviews, let's welcome to the show Tom Pica, Vice President, All-in-One Home Improvements in Oswego, Illinois. Hello, Tom. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing real well, Tom. I appreciate you joining us this morning. You doing all right?
Doing great. Thanks for having us on there. And thanks for all that you do for the industry as far as all these podcasts goes. It does help. I do listen to this when I'm out on the tractor cutting the grass. So we're good to go. So
I love it. Thanks for being a listener. I appreciate it, Tom. And thank you for always being willing to help AirVent. I've known Tom for many years. He's a roofing contractor who likes to share his knowledge and experience in an effort to help others in the industry learn. And he gives us tips to pass along to homeowners as well. So thank you, Tom, for always giving us your time.
Thank you, Paul.
Tom, walk me and the listener, please, through your process of responding to a negative review, if you get a negative review. I'd like to go down two different roads, please, even if they end up at the same place in the end, Tom. One, what do you do when there's some truth to the negative review from a customer? Possibly it's 100% true. Walk me through your process, your response process in that scenario. And then secondly, walk us through how you handle a negative review that is flat out untrue. I mean, to the best of your knowledge, what the customer is saying is false. So I'm going to ask you, how do you handle that? We'll begin, if you don't mind, Tom, with a truthful or at least partly truthful negative review from a customer. Would you kindly walk us through your process?
Absolutely, yes. What we do is we try to gather as much information about the situation that we can. You know, we try contacting the homeowner if they'll respond back. We always try to set up a face-to-face, okay?
Okay.
Because today's day and age, it's easier to hide behind a text or something else, you know? So we like to be face-to-face. If there's something that we did on that particular project, we want to handle it. We want to take care of it. We want a satisfied customer. So if it is true, obviously we send service back, service fixes it, repairs it, replaces it, whatever's needed at that point. We do not run away from it. We like to take it head first or head on and make sure that we have a satisfied customer when we're finished. There are, you know, some that are more difficult than others, but you work through that. You know, as we were taught early on, the customer is always right. Even if they're wrong, they're right. We still have to work with them. We still have to make sure that they're paying us good money to do a service for them. If they're not happy with that service, we have to take care of that and provide them the service they expect. So sure. That's where we're at with our service. We take care of it and hit it head on. So.
Okay. Thank you, Tom. Tom, along those lines with the face-to-face, what if contacting the customer is challenging either because of scheduling, there's no response back? How do you handle that part?
A lot of times, Paul, we run into, you know, where the customer is either embarrassed by their response to us and, you know, say they may have overreacted. We still try to do that meeting and interaction with them to make sure. There are some that are very difficult that avoid us. The other things we run into now is, as you know, a lot of, you know, we're getting shut down again here in Chicago. So COVID, a lot of folks, you know, adhere to those rules and they don't want us to, you know, the face to face. We can talk through them through a door or a window, which is harder, but we still try to get out there, show them that I'm there, show them that we're looking at the issue and try to, you know, adjust or adapt to what needs to be corrected for them.
Okay. Thank you, Tom. Thank you. Tom, do you take any action, either you personally or your company, do you take any action to try to get that negative customer review erased or at least modified so it's less negative sounding?
Absolutely, yes. When we go out there and at the final result, we kind of track it through the whole process from the start to the repair, the service call to the final end result, and we work with the homeowner to try to get them to soften that or to say, hey, look it, we had a problem, but they did come out, they did take care of it. We are 100% happy now with what they did from the first initial call. So it is beneficial for us to do that and be on top of it and make sure that we have a happy customer. So we can change that negative into a positive at the end. Okay.
Great.
So we don't always want to have those positive reviews and those five stars because it doesn't show that you're a real person. You know, everybody does make a mistake here and there. Not that we live on those reviews, but we do correct those reviews and turn them into positives or a better response than the negative, you know, initial review that they put out.
Okay, Tom. So a potential future customer who might be monitoring the reviews you're receiving, they'll then see, okay, this started off maybe a little shaky. Looks like All-in-One Home Improvements got this corrected, and they'll feel better about it. That's maybe how it plays out in a future customer's mind.
Correct.
I see. Okay, great. Now, Tom, can we take the other extreme?
Yes.
Let's say the incoming review, if it's not completely untrue, it's exaggerated and partially untrue. So, other than the earlier one was completely true. This one, well, that's not completely true. There's some negative elements to this. How do you handle that?
Well, with those, when they're 100% inaccurate and they're really over exaggerated, I always try to take this approach with not only roofing and other things, baseball, but I always try to take a 24-hour cool down before we respond, because our reaction right away is to call back and argue and fight with this because this isn't true. Again, when we hear those, we want to get the negative review. We want to get all the facts so that we can take care of that again. If it is completely inaccurate and we can't get a response from the homeowner and they're just not answering, not doing anything, we have a chance. Most referrals or most of those reviews allow us to respond back to those in so many words or less kind of a scenario. So we're able to put our rebuttal out there about what's going on, there's always three sides to the truth, as we know it, yours, mine, and the truth, right? So, we try to get somewhere, even on that so that, we even the playing field. We've had some out there where it's even the wrong company that they're talking about, but it comes, a lot of roofing companies have similar names. So you're taking the bad rap for somebody else that might not even be you. So, we try to straighten it out and make sure that we can get that negative review or at least respond to it if we can't get a review from the homeowner.
Okay. Tom, do you find that homeowners in general are receptive to your request to soften the negative review now that All-in-One came out and made things better or right? Are they receptive to that?
Yes. And again, when I say, it's easier to hide behind that review, that's why we want to do the face-to-face. When we get face-to-face, usually people are more soft and subtle. They're less apt to say that you did wrong. You did this. You did. They're more, this is what I'm looking for. I would like you to do this. So it softens the blow. You're not hiding behind that phone or that text or that email. You're there as a person face to face. They know that you're, we're all human. We're going to take care of it. You know, right. We're there. So,
okay. Tom, I like that 24-hour cool off period. I personally can benefit from that. You know, we're human, and sometimes we do quickly respond, especially if we're receiving something a bit negative. I like that approach. It's probably not easy to implement, I would imagine.
No, it's not. Especially when you're doing that, you know, there's been a lot of sleepless nights that you're going through that whole scenario and how it plays out. But at the end, when you have that 24-hour cooldown to think about it, you're going to be more receptive to their negative review that they see, you know, oh, well, maybe you didn't put this shingles on crooked or this metal's on, you know, they see that and they're very angry at it when you get there and it's like, oh, well, that can be fixed. That's nothing. You know, that 24-hour cooldown helps us to, one, again, not fire off a negative review back or say the wrong thing that's going to create even another, you know, negative review beyond that.
Sure, sure.
So, you know, it's the 24-hour cooldown in life in general is a good rule to take.
Yes,
so
it is.
We live by that.
I like that. I like that, Tom, a lot. Tom, is there ever a point where you'll flat out ignore a review?
No, never. Well, even if it's a nice review, we like to thank the people for that. Even if it's a negative review, again, we gather all the information that we can. And, you know, so there aren't reviews that go unnoticed by us one way or the other. We right. have one person solely in the company that takes care of a lot of that, gathers the information for me, gets it back to me. I do some research on it. So, no, we don't let anything slide by. We're on top of it. Usually, you know, when the invoice is paid or the bill is sent out, there's usually a nice letter that follows saying, you know, hey, we appreciate what you did for us, you know. We've even gotten some where, you know, hey, thanks for taking care of my mom. I'm not there. She's there. You know, I wasn't able to see this, but everything worked out well. Thank you. You know, so we don't let anything slip through the cracks on there. Negative or positive, we take care of them all. So.
Great. And again, Tom, going back to what we discussed earlier, a future potential customer looking to possibly hire all in one, if they see a skipped review, an ignored review, rather, that might come back to be detrimental to your future business, potentially.
Correct.
So seeing a track record, well, they always respond. They always, not that you've got this long list of negative reviews, but for purposes of our conversation, not ignoring them is probably very beneficial.
Correct. Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Never let one go on, you know, especially if you're new in the industry and you're just starting out, never let those reviews go. And again, being new, I know us roofers have an ego that we gotta have the best of everything. But again, you know, take those reviews as they come. And if you feel yourself getting heated, use that 24-hour cooldown and move on, you know, tomorrow, let it come back. As long as you take care of it, you know, within that 24 hours, you're good. So.
Tom, I'm glad you just brought that up. 24 hours. So 24 hours is a recommended cool down. Mm-hmm. But how about just for simply responding in general? Is there a period where I've waited too long?
You know, we usually don't let it get that far. We're within that 24 hours. If we get a positive review right away, we're on it. The negative review, if it does come through, you know, we're working on it. You know, we'll take that 24 hour, but we do answer within one day. You know, we're
nice. One day.
Yeah.
Yes.
So.
Okay, great. Thank you, Tom. I read an article, Tom, not that long ago, and it caught my attention. It was an 80-20 in communication, and basically just responding to phone calls and incoming requests from customers. If you respond in a timely manner, you'll be ahead of much of your competition. That surprised me that that's not commonly practiced. Just return the phone call.
Right. Yeah, we run into that a lot. And here with us, you know, we have an office manager. We have salespeople that are out. And even if the office manager can't get to the phone, our phones ring to our cell phone. So out of the seven people we have, somebody's going to answer that call. And if they don't, one of the seven of us gets back to them in 10, 20 minutes anyway. So they
that's
like
great. Yeah. Nice. That's a nice approach.
There are all kinds of phone services out there that you can put into your favor, use in your favor. You know, so young guys out there, again, you know, get a good phone, quality phone service out there.
Yes, good tip. Hey, Tom, as we wind things down, talking about negative reviews and how to handle them, is there anything else you want to add either about the topic, handle negative reviews, or anything at all for our listeners?
Again, just with the new guys, you know, we've been around a little while, so we're kind of in that groove. But the new guys, you know, just take care of your customers. You know, your customers are your family. You know, they are what keep you going, keep your family going. So, yeah, definitely for the new guys, take care of your customers. Customer service is usually the best way to handle any review, positive, negative, whatever it may be. So, customer service, customer service, customer service. That's you're going to win the game every time if you got good customer service. Make sure you got quality guys out there taking care of your service and that they're representing your company. You want good folks to represent you, because you can't be everywhere as an owner. So
right. Okay, great. That's awesome, Tom. Good tips. Thank you so much. Hey, Tom, I want to thank you very much for your time today. We really appreciate sharing your knowledge and experiences with us. So on behalf of AirVent, the industry, and homeowners, I want to thank you, Tom, for joining us today.
Awesome, Paul. Thank you. And, you know, little pat on the back for yourself for all that you do for us and give us these opportunities to help other people out. So it's a great relationship with AirVent that we have. And, you know, we live by what AirVent tells us as far as our, you know, when we go to our seminars with Paul, it's great that you give us this opportunity to help you help us. Okay. So thank you for everything you do for us, man. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Tom. Really appreciate those kind words. Thank you, Tom. At some point, your company might receive a negative review from a customer. How and when you respond just might turn it into a positive. Well, that wraps up this episode. Please leave a review on YouTube or iTunes if you'd like. And be sure to let us know if there's a topic you'd like us to cover in future episodes. Maybe you'd like to be a guest one day, like Tom was a guest today. Drop us a note on the podcast page of our website, airvent.com. And please come back for more Airing It Out with AirVent. I'm Paul Shelsey. Thanks for listening.